Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Everything Action commentary. I'm your host, Zach, and joining me this time we have Chris.
Hello.
And Joe.
Boogity boogity.
And it's President's Day, if you're listening to this, or just slightly past President's Day. But we figured it's the perfect time to watch America's most ass-kickingest president ever, Harrison Ford, which I think is President James Marshall, I think is his name.
Something badass sounding.
President Ford.
Oh.
But yeah, so we're watching the 1997 classic Air Force One. I think actually like ABC or someone actually like aired it every, like, so they, it was like 4th of July or some weird, like Memorial Day or something. They always aired this, like, it was like your yearly airing of Air Force One.
I think it's like TBS. It's like their Christmas story.
Well, no, it was pretty blatantly on like, it was pretty blatantly on network TV. Like, I remember
time,
that, like, specifically.
The ABC Saturday Night Movie, Air Force One. Yeah, Harrison Ford, Gary Oldman as crazy Russian terrorists.
And this is, like, for all you youngsters out there, this is, you know, villain Gary Oldman. This is bad guy Gary Oldman at his Gary Oldmanist.
Yeah, like, he did a string of, like, amazing bad guy roles there. Like,
oh, yes.
True Romance, he was like, he had dreadlocks, he was
Leon the Professional.
Yep.
Fucking tremendous.
Fifth Element.
Mm.
So yeah, so why don't we get right into the movie? So if you have a copy of Air Force One, either downloaded or on
Hong Kong Laserdisc.
Yeah, Hong Kong, like Chris is doing.
Everyone is not as lucky as me.
Bought it from the street, the streets of Tokyo or whatever, like Chinatown.
On the streets of Bangkok.
Yeah, it was a different time back then.
It's got a picture of, like, yeah, it's got a picture, like, the, instead of Harrison Ford cover, it's, like, a picture of, like, I don't
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. Super terrific American president fights terrorist plane.
Actually, the back of my copy is actually the summary of How Harry Met Sally, and I wish I was kidding.
That is the best.
I guess white people really are all the same to them. That's awesome.
Super Billy Crystal action. So we're paused. We all have different versions. We have different times, but we're all paused with the Columbia logo, fully formed. Sony Pictures Entertainment Company is on the screen. So if I get to that part, wherever that is for you guys, and then we'll count down and get right into Air Force One. So here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. Okay, then we got
fancy
Beacon Entertainment.
The illustrious Beacon Entertainment.
And now Beacon Pictures and Columbia Pictures present.
Yes, we're in sync, Zach. I like it. Ooh, Radiant.
Can I just say I love the Air Force One theme?
Yes, this is my ringtone, actually. So.
And Wolfgang Peterson.
Now, just imagine if he had done the Batman vs. Superman movie.
Oh my god. Mm,
yeah.
This is very Superman-esque.
Oh, absolutely.
This Harrison Ford is basically Superman.
Yes. Air Force One.
Actually, this how simple that font is.
This movie is actually like if John McClane was president.
It kind of is. Wait, what an unfortunate last name.
Yeah, I forgot this movie. This is like the ultimate that guy movie, too.
Yeah. It's a powerful name, Dean Stockwell.
It's an elaborate, like, Quantum Leap episode. Sam, you gotta stop the terrorists taking over the plane.
And Wilford Brimley as CD. See, this is like one of those old-fashioned pictures where they get, like, the credits out at the beginning.
Yep.
And then, like, for the people who are still awake, they get to see the movie.
Mm-hmm. Then just like the movie just ends abruptly.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jerry Goldsmith. I think he also did like the Rambo score and stuff.
He knows the score. Is it me, or has he been there for about, like, 20 minutes now, Jerry Goldsmith? It's a little bit long.
Everybody's skydiving into the movie.
And now the cast are coming in.
Ladies and gentlemen, your starting movie lineup parachuting into the Staples Center.
So which one's Wolfgang?
In Kazakhstan. They're going to kidnap Borat.
My God. My God, he's playing Virtual Boy. Headshot. That's a confirmed kill.
That's good. These guys count.
Oh, man, movie bombs are the best.
It's not like the nicest bedroom for like a Russian dictator.
Yeah.
Dictator, yeah.
Those are Vlad the Impaler's sheets. Don't get blood on them. No, Johnny, no.
This is the best Call of Duty map ever.
I wish this was like a Call of Duty level. Three weeks later.
Wow, they're at Hogwarts. Menendez.
Thanks, Russian Stephen Hawking.
But look at how rude Harrison Ford is just on the
He's
phone.
He's on the phone, yeah.
He's like, oh, fuck these heathens. My God, they're all on the phone.
Right next to here, and you'll be replaced by Borat.
Great success.
Actually, this is probably like what led to Borat's Kazakhstan.
Probably.
You just let them run things. It's just like.
So why are they bringing Harrison Ford here? Like, to give a speech
because
about Han
like,
Solo?
He like saved Russia or whatever, kidnapping him.
I don't know why you brought me here. I'm only an actor.
He said he wants milk. Ich bin ein Berliner.
God, he's such a downer. It's a party.
That's right, you don't deserve it. He's going rogue.
Well, he's no Obama, but...
God, he's such a maverick.
Look how calm he is by giving me all these, like, terrible facts.
Sorry, I was reading Anonymous's timeline earlier. I have a lot of facts.
How dare we?
But anyway, let's fucking party.
Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Oh.
That's what you think.
Terrorists, your game is through. Now you have to answer to America.
I hereby establish Team America. World Police.
This policy would be known to stay forward as the America Fuck Yeah policy.
Okay, everyone, settle down. It wasn't that good.
We didn't understand a word you said.
Yeah.
But we are Russian, and you were speaking all in American.
There's...
Oh, look at that. Hey, it's the private police from Michael Jackson Moonwalker.
Spoiler alert, all these people fail their job at security.
Oh, yes. Look at what the TSA used to be, man. That's great.
It's like, do you have a gun? No? Okay.
Come right through, sir.
I trust you.
Let me see your ID? Okay.
Nope.
You can bring, like, shampoo on board without any...
Duh.
This isn't International Flight 315.
This is not going to Tokyo.
Scanning.
Terrorist.
Yeah.
Sir, it says here that you're on the no-fly list.
Sir, you're actually on familywatchdog.org.
Yeah. Hold them! Russia is, like, riding to go mob the president.
Yeah, because all of a sudden, Russia loves the United States and its leaders, yeah.
You kidnapped the guy. Yay!
You know, the president likes it tight.
Yeah.
Wow, not even on the fucking plane yet, and she's already busting balls.
We have these rules here.
Wipe your feet before you come in.
Don't look him in the eye.
He's like a bear.
They said it looked like you had a boner, sir. Oh, suck it, Jack.
How come every national security advisor is always like a little weaselly guy?
Well, because they usually are. Allies, oh man, the 90s were great.
NATO. NATO's not going to like this at all.
Of my pants.
Whoa.
These seats are so luxurious. So much legroom.
When do we get to meet President Bill Pullman? Where is delightful Jeff Goldblum?
beautiful Makpa.
Makpa International Airport. I'm trying to think of, like, accommodate, like, a 747.
This probably took up, like, all of the airstrip.
Yeah. Like, their entire years of fuel.
It was worth it, though.
Why'd you tell them, like, all about the weakness exploits? Wow. I guess loose, if you set fire to this room, everyone would die.
I guess
die.
She's never heard of loose lips sink ships.
Yeah. That's where we control everything. You should go up there.
Here, these are where all our secrets are.
That guy with the suitcase has all our nuclear codes.
Ever been to Area 51? He has. What? Thanks, guy from Bad Religion. Mr. President!
No, Dr. Jones!
Just flip him off. Give him the birds. Shut up, queer. I'm getting drive-through. Mr. Gibbs, where's my scotch? Bad assistant. Oh, not now, you weasel. God, he's the president of the United States and he doesn't even have an electric goddamn toothbrush.
Nope.
But he does have a mammy.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh, why do we hire her? Oh, for the sass.
And you're gonna do laundry, too. Hit him. Hit him.
You're the president. You can get away with it.
Oh, oh. Shit. There's no life in the White House. He's gonna have a, you know.
You're fired, Danny.
Yeah, get off my plane.
I don't want to leave Russia.
I hate Dad. I want to stay here with the ice people. Ah, behold, the stunning 14-inch display of Air Force One's television.
Yes. The latest in high definition of 1997.
Is that full 480i?
Yes.
He must have got that at Circuit City.
I wish I had a son.
This one's too young. Send her back. Oh, you're in the room with me.
Wait till I hear my It Belongs in a Museum speech.
And some cold potatoes.
And a gun.
Oh. Wow. Great lesson from the president. Because daddy wanted a son, honey. Because daddy wanted a son.
Daddy, do you think I'm pretty?
Here's a kiss.
Daddy, some sugar.
What are you ready for?
Get with it. This is the 90s, duh.
I have the internet now.
I'm on AOL.
AOL keyword refugee camps. I've seen it.
I'm on the World Wide Web. I've got mail. Honey, that's your, like, sixth beer.
We've been here 5 minutes.
I'm the fucking president. President beer.
Where's my scotch?
Get off my plane.
Wait, why didn't she go to, like, her husband's dinner thing?
They were at the opera or the ballet.
Because she's a cold, bitter woman.
I really could have used you there.
Would have been nice to have some fucking support instead of spending the country's money.
Went to Russia to watch a Russian ballet. Story.
We're
being attacked.
Sir, can I get in on that? No. Okay, just figured I'd ask, sir. Very lonely.
National Security Advisor, Mr. Cockblocker.
Yeah. Meanwhile, inside of the game of Battleship. You're welcome, American scum. Let me just look through all his confidential papers here, and oh, not so fast, North Korea.
Era 51.
Yeah. Probably nothing important in that briefcase.
No.
Do you always travel with your porn handcuffed to you, sir?
It's the football, man. The football.
When he stated, and I quote, no Jews. William H. Macy. You make everything better.
I need a job.
Now, Bill, are you a male stewardess? That's what I thought. Thank you.
Nothing suspicious.
These are the president's favorite drawings.
Oh my god!
Scandal at 20,000 feet.
Da, 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 da,
lead singer Bad Religion kills the president's security detail.
Nothing suspicious is going on in here. There's not a lot of guns or anything.
Oh, man. Frag out!
And just walk away. Da, 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 da.
Dude. Hey, who farted?
It is time, Dimitri.
Now, we dance! Flash mob! Hey, what the H?
Where are all the reporters going?
Yeah,
special news.
It's worried about the smoke and not the guns getting loaded up.
Wow, they're so metrosexual, they hang their bulletproof vests on hangers.
Oh, dear God!
Durka Durka!
Someone turn on a damn video game!
Jihad Durka Durka.
Perestroika.
Go get him, William H. Macy. Robocopped. Garbage day!
Oh, God.
Oh, you sneaky.
I'm not part of this plan.
Breach! Oh, wait. Just, fuck them, they're dead.
Just panic, sir, just panic!
Get back in the...
That's right, just scream and stand there.
Well, that's one man already the president's daughter has indirectly killed.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Rammstein.
Fire Fry, over.
No business.
Ah, my suit. Well, sir, they're on the plane. We just don't know where on the plane.
That's not what I said. Ah.
No. Well, they're in the fucking danger zone now, boys.
Yes. Pierce, no.
Remember me in other movies.
Well, he's like,
he's in a panic room of some kind.
He's launching to the moon.
Why are they calling it like the band?
Yeah, I know.
Du hast mich.
code du hast. Code du hast.
Glenn Close. But what about those Dalmatians?
Look at these graphics.
They're actually not bad for the time, man.
Yeah,
actually, I can admit that.
Except
maybe it's just my copy.
are they not jets, Chris? They're like paper.
They're like hand drawn.
Yes.
Just like 8-bit Space Invaders.
It's an animatic.
Behold how feeble the American Air Force.
Coming in hot. Schnell.
Oh, that was rude. You told him to get down and then shot him anyway. No.
I'm Gary Oldman. Do you know who I am?
What's the password?
I have cookies. Open the door.
Come on, you son of a bitch.
Man, those Marines are in a bad spot. That plane will go right through them. My God.
Can you imagine that if they actually did land? So this cool. Movie would be over.
Yeah. That was Air Force One, everybody. Terrorists lose.
Mein Pooper.
Blah, 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 blah.
Whoa!
How are we supposed to play Twister with this kind of turbulence?
Don't worry, I played many, many hours of Microsoft Flight Simulator. Maverick!
Goose! That's right, I am dangerous.
Negative, Air Force One, the pattern is full.
So when did this movie become an airplane?
Air Force One are dangerously close to the other planes.
Well, this is in Germany, right? So can you imagine, like, the Germans, like, fucking Americans, like, coming here, like...
I think this is American Air Force Base, so...
Ah.
Man.
Wow, that was some... That was some 9/11 Pentagon shit. Damn. You scared the piss out of me.
We all fucked up.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
Guys, we're in a lot of trouble.
Right. If anyone asked, they never showed up here.
We didn't see nothing. Those cocksuckers.
We know who the angry general is.
Yeah.
Who let this woman in here?
Yeah, Glenn, what? God damn it, does anyone speak girl? She smells like lilac. Slap her, Walter. Show her who the alpha is.
I love you so much.
Out, or... Yeah. I want to be in you. I'm sorry, I didn't quite get that. Are you saying fire, or...?
He needs, like, anti-psychotic pills from Leon.
Are you speaking bat? My god. They would carry them? Just no one.
Thank God.
Loud noises! Wife and daughter, I don't... Who's... What?
Who's?
What? No speaky terrorist. I'm his wife and his daughter.
I'm not proud.
Oh, that's my husband.
If you're looking for money, I have none. He will find you and he will kill you.
Duh, he also left, so it'll make it really hard for him to negotiate with anyone.
Oh, they should make an Air Force 1-2 with Liam Neeson as president.
Air Force 12?
Or that's Taken 3 is like they're on a plane and they get taken over.
That would be incredible, actually. Yeah.
Liam Neeson's Passenger 57.
Pull the trigger, do it. You won't. Yep, he pussed out.
Just so you guys know, I didn't help them or anything. I'm totally with you guys. Yeah,
there are only about 60 of us and 4 of them.
Thank God for the Red Berets.
Colonel William F. Guile leads the charge. No, it's filled with cats.
Oi,
we're so fired.
What do you think, Sergeant Mustache?
I don't know.
That dude's definitely a Scottish or something.
Yeah.
They got the mustache.
Doop, 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 doop.
Who could this be?
This is the most complicated bathroom ever.
Oh my God.
Indeed!
Where's my damn hat?
Hello?
The terrorists go? All right, Jim. What would John McClane do? You've seen every Die Hard movie.
Little flight to Russia, they said. Give a speech, they said. Meanwhile, on Steven Seagal's, like, Apple device.
Green Apple Newton. Ready. iTunes is loaded with our playlist.
Siri, play Human League. God, I hope I don't let out a fart. Oh, he heard it. Thanks, Urkel.
that's like my favorite guy in the movie. Is like the black guy who just keeps running in and giving them updates on things. Like the fun game is like take a shot every time he shows up and like tells him something.
They're like, damn it, Jamal, we have a phone.
Madam Vice President, you have the wrong room.
Right, okay, well.
Oh, so woman.
And get back to baking pies or something. Terrified. And
Dalmatian.
Fat chance, Resky. Boss, the intercom is off.
Damn it, I rehearsed that speech for 3 hours yesterday. It will take some time to reform the Soviet Union.
Nobody cared who I was until I grew the goatee.
No!
It's my favorite glove.
Moist.
Loose. Suck it. My God, that's every 30 minutes.
I'd also want Sam Worthington here so I can brainwash him.
The people must know.
You will play this bumpers broadcast.
I would also like Domino's pizza for everyone on board. See, I can be fun.
Wow, that was really unnecessarily...
Thanks, Angry General.
...homoerotic.
Yeah! Jamal! What's up, Jamal?
Jamal, is this a dick pic?
My God. It was full of cats.
It had a dummy in it that said, ho, 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 I have a machine gun.
Is retarded.
And that Sam's never gonna leap home.
It'd be great if he, like, released the escape pod and then, like, jumped after it because he forgot to get in it.
Yeah. Wait!
Like, he's like, no, 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 no!
We'll retaliate all over their faces.
Damn it, Jamal's dead.
This guy's, he's basically President Rambo. He's the best there is at what he does. Oh God, this is my favorite shot of the whole movie, probably. It's like
dun 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 dun. Dun 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 dun
dun dun. Dun 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 dun.
Just the hair.
Dramatic Harrison Ford.
Tactical hair.
Hello?
Give me back my family!
What do I do? Make an animal noise. Dying giraffe. Mwah, mwah.
What would Wesley Snipes do?
Well,
I think he said
always bet on black.
Always bet on white. Oh wait, no, that actually got really dark really quick. I try that one out again.
There was also that movie, Executive Decision. What was like? What would Kurt Russell do in that movie? I don't want to. Steven Seagal died in that movie, so I don't really want to do what he did. Yep.
President run.
My God, he's like a cat. Like a presidential cat.
Presidential puma.
He's an executive branch cheetah.
Must watch the end of the football game.
Must know if Packers won.
I'm going to write a strongly worded letter to Kazakhstan.
Dear Russia, fuck you!
He's going to, like, put a paper in the window of, like, help terrorists.
Fuck Central Asia, quite frankly. Especially.
Catch him again. You know, for fun.
This is a man situation.
Get me a scotch.
And my rhubarb pie recipe.
Is that American football?
I hate American football.
Where are you?
Only real sport is hockey, and perhaps maybe boxing.
Oh, I'm gonna explode.
Stop taking my pills. The plane's going less than 55 miles an hour.
Is it like for him to take his medication?
Yeah.
I think he was supposed to set the VCR to record Family Matters.
Yes. Here's Ford's going to like spin around with a cat in a chair.
Wow.
He bites.
I was expecting you.
Welcome to my evil plane.
Tactical chair.
Harrison Ford, tackle.
Charges. Where's my family?
Fight all judges.
America.
USA. USA. Fight him. Rape him.
Harrison Ford, tackle fighting.
Hey, here's a spoiler alert. If you kick a bulletproof vest, you're going to really hurt your foot. Just saying. It's got steel plates in it.
Unless it's, like, cheap and, yeah, cotton.
Unless it's just, like, a fashionable vest. It doesn't actually stop bullets.
I'm gonna go all Second Amendment on their asses now. That hurt.
No, that vest was cheap.
Yeah.
What was the Medal of Honor of? Like, what did he do? War did he fight in?
He was in Vietnam, and he was a helicopter pilot.
Okay.
And then he did he did a bunch of like rescue missions apparently, and then he got shut down.
Oh, you got me.
Not this one. Not Robin, that one.
Nice try.
Well, obviously it's vacant in it, so he's not in there. Obviously this one.
My God.
Trick.
Oh.
I need a bud.
Or several.
Russian William Shatner.
Priceline.com.
I have to go fight Russian Spock. Bobby! So young!
I have to find my porn.
Gotta hide it. They wouldn't understand.
Oh,
I gotta tweet this.
So many judging eyes.
It just took them this long to figure that out.
Planes are fueled by things.
Keep the plane up indefinitely.
See, planes run on what we like to call fossil fuels. They come from the ground and are probably made out of dinosaurs. Are you taking notes?
Loosen your blouse.
Show him some skin. Maybe bake him one of those pies.
Sweet talk him. You don't have a Russian word for conference room?
I guess not.
Shtuba Zakrusha. Conference room.
Conference room. Jihad Durka Durka, AT&T.
Jesus Christ, monkey balls.
Which one of you is Batman?
Oh, rabble, rabble.
Shell!
Come on, honey, it's time to die with dignity.
Sir, just so you know, there's also decaf coffee on the plane. I'm sure you found a regular coffee.
Sir, as the most weaselly person in the room, I have to advise against this.
Yes, yes, this is all true. You're a funny man.
Shoot him.
Who is Weasel Man?
Ah, it's a trick. Russia has no government.
Oh.
More time.
Durr.
Weasel Man!
No!
Well, he is dead, Weasel. You just hear, like, cheering in the background. Wait, what? This makes you happy?
He's a very good negotiator.
Man, Glenn Close is fucking up.
Like, president, temp president for, like, a few hours. This is...
And, like, the whole cabinet has yeah. died.
Yeah. Yeah. Ja. Yeah. Yeah.
Where are my socks?
Damn it, I don't know how to use these things.
What the hell?
Fuck, I have phones.
I'm not a goddamn physicist.
What's the any key?
I always found this like weird thing with like the daughter talking like
any child talking to Gary Oldman is weird.
Yeah. It's like you should not be around children at all. Yuri, Jury, and Guri.
That was non-accent at all.
No. Shut up!
Oh, good.
That's impossible!
A dead man, but a great man.
Great dead man.
He's gonna kick your ass.
Yeah, get it.
Whoop.
You've been old, man.
You taste like disgusting American capitalism.
Yes, Domino's. Domino's, I need Domino's. God damn it, never mind.
$1. Who do you think I am, Trump?
Batman.
I want my family back.
Firewall.
I hate snakes.
Why did it have to be snakes? Oh, this isn't where I parked my car.
I didn't have a phone, by the way.
Thanks, hey, Jamal. Jamal didn't run in this time. You demand, Jamal.
You learn how to talk in an inside voice.
Hey, that's him.
Everyone in the room's like, aw.
Well, duh.
We heard you the first time, Glenn, but nobody chose to listen.
That cocksucker's got him.
We need to send in strike force.
Shock the fuck out of
my God.
Hey. Scramble, scramble! Carlton?
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
His call sign is Fresh Prince.
Roger that, Prince. We are entering Bel Air. payload is armed, I'm releasing Uncle Phil.
Box one.
I hope it works, too.
What the ferk?
I hate computers. Happy New Year.
Now.
Bad.
This is such a bad plan.
Is everything okay up there?
Ow. Yeah.
Bronson punch.
Are they screwing?
Jiu-jitsu.
Tap. Tap out.
Ah.
Tap you okay, buddy? You okay? We'll never talk about what happened up there.
What happened, bro?
He pooped in his pants. It smells terrible.
They're everything.
They're Russian ultra-nationalist, radical...
Nazi.
Feminist libertarians. LGBT.
Badash.
What are you wearing? Is it hot?
God, Bennett, you sound so ugly. Good.
Who?
The weasel? Weasel, no! For me, yes.
I'm in charge again. Shut up.
What kind of pie do you want when you get back?
I think Good Night Moon...
Huckleberry.
Goodnight Moon is a better, like, foreign policy decider.
Mm.
Oh, right, I forgot to put the body. Hide the body.
What's the big deal? It's just one man.
Get the plane on the ground.
I know. Gravity.
Wait a minute. Milk. I'll fill the gas tank with milk.
Or mix I'm gonna take the biggest lactose duty ever. Smoke him out.
Maybe I can make some sort of bomb out of this milk carton. Which one would you rather do?
Those legs.
I was getting a vibe when we first got on the plane. Leave us just yanking wires out of the wall.
We're gonna sell the copper.
Huh, I saw this maneuver in The Rock.
Think the president has big penis or small penis?
What is president really like when he's not working?
What color are his eyes? You don't even know.
Tell me what you honestly thought of Fifth Element.
It was okay.
I was good, yeah? I was good?
Yeah, but Bruce Willis... deserves better.
And I think we all agree that Chris Tucker was super annoying.
What did he say about
what?
Buggy Dick? Owned. God damn it.
God, look at all the blood that came out. Someone go over here and clean it. President angry.
Ah.
Oh, like a man.
beer.
Yeah, gotta get that booze in me.
I'll turn this butter knife.
Like six beers. Just turn this fucking bananas.
Turn this butter knife into a bayonet.
Love is a battlefield.
The rules of war? I need your biggest nerd. but I am a pretty big pussy. Can we get someone less boring on the phone?
Hey, Mr. Right. President, do you like math?
Well, that would be bad.
Got the blue. Ah.
M, as in Mancy.
Damn you, AT&T!
Turn you to the NATO phonetic alphabet.
America! Are we dead?
Are any of us really living? Gone in 60 seconds.
Awesome! Did you say bueno?
I mean Russian for yes.
Did he say my soul?
My God, he's like a ghost. Russian for nothing. That didn't sound like anyone, either of you guys, but okay.
Yogurt face? Oh, you're good faith.
Do you take Dalmatians?
Puppies!
How hard are you going to crash?
For Mother Russia!
Ha ha. Bully.
Say it like the Indiana Jones of the Crystal Skull. Say it.
No, never. I will die. Come on, it was all right.
What a witness. Did you see witness?
Firewall. That's solid decision. Writing.
I could fly.
Yeah, now all of a sudden they know how to detain someone.
You see, like, the most trustworthy person, Gibbs.
What?
Well, they can jump.
Wait, I get to be the mailman?
The head mailman. Let's dance.
If you're trying to bob my knob, now's not the time, Jemima. Thanks, Mammy.
Yeah! Hurry, Jamal! Hurry! Thumbs up! Somebody had an overdue library book.
Great reference.
Does anyone actually know the rules?
Not to spoil anything, but this plot goes nowhere with that.
No.
Yeah. This is the 1998 Toyota Dart.
Who the hell tweeted the Air Force One was under hashtag Air Force One taken? Jamal!
Jamal needs to run up to Air Force One and let everyone know what's going on.
Jamal's slacking on the not getting the facts out to everyone.
Yeah, really.
This is his only job, is like report things.
Rachel.
Somebody tweeted it. I don't know. Freaking internet. I will get those donations.
Pongo is public enemy number one. We heard about that on the news.
Obviously the president. Madam Vice President, would you say the president is in clear and present danger? And he's kicking ass.
Except the terrorists.
Ja? No, you can say it again.
So, we're going for drinks later.
Stoy that parachute ramp. Stoy that. Little do they know that we filled all the parachutes with jelly beans.
It's okay. We're crossing over North Korea.
Yeah,
fine.
It's like, yeah, what country are they going into? Or it's like the ocean. Because they never say, like, how they rescued those people. It's just like...
Nope.
They land... They're fine.
Yay, I'm flying!
This guy is putting no effort in opening that door.
Yeah, he's just kind of patting it with his hand. Well, that's not how science works.
Oxygen is the most explosive of the gases.
Yeah, seriously. Damn it, make yourself wide. Glide.
It's spraying everywhere!
It's in my eyes.
We gotta make an executive decision!
Extender 1 is spraying everywhere! Oh my god!
It's some sort of firewall!
Explosions! I won't go, but you get him.
I don't like you, Billy H. Macy, but goddammit, I respect you.
Crab battle.
Bad news, they're in Iraq. Thanks, Jamal. Welcome to Con Air. Not the hair!
Gary Oldman.
You were expecting maybe Liam Neeson?
Yes. He took the hit pretty well.
That was for Crystal Skull. That was for 6 days, 7 nights. They're smashing like glass.
Oh, that's right. It's all about that other guy that we haven't seen since the beginning of the movie.
Guaranteeing our rating!
A beautiful man.
The greatest president ever.
President Balls of Steel. Playmate Tracy's like, yeah, touch him. Take his pants off real slow.
Pat, taken. Expected freedom.
Yes.
America, fuck yeah.
Well, fairness, you were a helicopter pilot. You were a war taxi.
War taxi. I don't think they like hearing that one.
Suck your dick. What? I said I'll make the call.
This better not be Nimoy. Are you serious, Jamal?
How many Americans? Come on, be the next John Hancock. Which is a big letter.
Smart move. It's probably like that's the contract for like 101 Dalmatians 3 or whatever.
Almost had it for it. Meanwhile, at Russian Hogwarts.
In Siberia.
There he's been all this movie, just like hiding. I do like how it's like the 90s still. I do like it's the 90s still. There's no video of this. They have to, like, describe it like a radio show.
Yeah, some like, there's going to be some dude on, like, YouTube, like, screaming it or something if it's happening.
Yes.
I love that this jail is, like, pretty much all just Radic people, too.
Yeah.
They even have, like, this guard, like, this guy coming up is, like, the guard is, like, super pro-Radic. Han Solo will be in episode 7?
That's right, we have his family. He'll do it.
Maybe to promote our large salt mines that we have. that changes everything.
I only said, you know, 6 movies for Star Wars, but I lied.
I was going to go along with your plan, Gary Oldman, but now, since you said you're lying, no dice.
This is nowhere near the Russian, like, anthem.
I think it's like, I think it's like the Soviet anthem. Like, Le International. Damn you, France.
I do like how everyone in that prison knows the words.
Yep.
That is crisp HD sound coming in from the PA from a Russian prison.
Yes. Coming through like a normal phone.
Russian dial-up phone. This is what happens when Indiana Jones doesn't have his whip.
Whoops! Accidentally sliced my arteries there.
Oh no! I made it worse.
I swallowed a piece of glass.
I do like how all the prison looks like giant bird cages, like. In this room.
Yeah. Oh, man. I love you so much, Yuri.
Give me some love. Twist! Yuri,
God
no.
bless America!
Right in the balls. Yeah, I forgot William H. Macy was, like, sitting there still.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe I should act. How long is this Russian song, like, go for? It's still playing in the background.
He's taking a long time to walk out. Casually strolling out of the prison. Or maybe just like, a lot of, like, paperwork that you have to fill out. He has to fill out the I will not cause genocide contract.
I promise not to do this again.
Yeah.
There comes the Huey. Or the, whatever that is.
It's a Huey.
No, it's not a Huey, it's... A hein. It's a hein.
Yeah.
They just, like, do that? Just, like, park their hein and then just, like, hold guns in front of the prison?
Got you there.
You know, he can still escape by crawling inside a refrigerator and then dropping
it. Yes.
Shoot, woman. Shoot. You could have...
Tackle!
Is he probably thinking about his catchphrase right now as he's fighting? He's like, oh man, I gotta say something.
Shoots and ladders.
Hope you enjoyed your flight, something. Yeah.
Yes.
You've earned no air miles.
Give me the gun so I can make sure he's dead.
Quick, we gotta shoot him now.
Yeah. Have the fighter jets shoot him down.
I do like that eventually some household is going to see that body land in their yard.
Yep.
Or like some school or something, you know, like just a dead Gary Oldman floating by.
Where's the fucking phone?
Oh, so right in time for like a shave and a haircut.
That's why it took so long for him to like start leaving.
Ah, because he wanted to look pretty for this.
Yeah. Just casually
unescorted,
stroll.
Yep. Just stroll through this courtyard.
There's no way I could possibly be sent back to jail, right?
That trick, we actually were take back.
Psych!
Who's screaming?
Oh, I'm so boned.
I'm out of a job. Yeah, I wish I had done this years ago.
Thanks, Jamal.
The only one happy.
Okay, dizzy.
Oh, God. So how does Ramon know like all this information before anyone else in the room? Like
Jamal?
Jamal, yeah, like he somehow knows everything.
See,
I think
he does is just sit there and like intercept messages and stuff.
I think he's in on it, man. I think he's
working with Gibbs.
Yeah, he's definitely the evil like henchman number two.
Like if they did Air Force One 2, it'd be like revealed that Jamal was the mastermind behind everything.
Yep. He's the one who fucking gave him the like reporter passes. Is he, like, setting a microwave? What the?
Now, there's a crank you have to turn. That powers the steam engines.
You're gonna need some wood to burn in the furnace.
Yeah. Call down to the engine room and tell them you want full ahead.
That's a map.
Migs.
Like, one red dot is all of them?
Yeah. Send Maverick and Iceman in there right now! Cue up Kenny Loggins, Highway to the Danger Zone.
Better yet, cue up Iron Eagles.
Give me Lou Gossett Jr. on the line right now! Chappie! Yep.
I'm just gonna pocket this.
I'm still inexplicably evil.
I got a hand to give. Even though, like, most of his employees are dead, he still likes to do the job. Mm-hmm. Old dialogue.
Do. Blast it, Biggs, where are you?
Man, those Russian pilots just went for, like, the wings. They didn't even shoot the main cabin or anything.
Just spin the wheel, and then if it lands on trim, then you get to trim it.
I remember this from Independence Day.
Eek 1, box 3. It's always box 3.
Borat.
Oh no.
Just Kenny Loggins plays over the PA.
I think they did more harm than good.
Yeah.
Damn it, Chewie, get on that turret!
I do like how that guy probably could have injected it, but he definitely took that full blast.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I really hope this movie comes to 3D one day.
It looks fine.
I'm no plane doctor, but I think you got the HEV.
Elevators aren't working.
Food service sucks.
God, what else could go wrong?
I loved your movies. You flew. It wasn't like he had guns.
It seems like they're dangerously close to each other.
It seems like they can't probably see each other between the cabins like that.
They can sense each other.
It's a bond between men.
Sense. It involves chocolate syrup.
They seem like the most calm group of guys in there.
Yeah.
We're gonna do what? Alright, whatever.
You're so stupid, honey.
You got a lot of people killed. Jesus. Was there a candle sale? Like
some dude just off screen like, my candles for the
$5
Like, everyone shows with the same type of candle, too. Mm-hmm.
Don't do anything evil back there.
Yes, I trust you. You're a trustworthy man. All right, bye, Gibbs.
Hopefully this goes better than the refueling plane.
You know, I like how that story got abandoned. They didn't, explain that anymore. So, yeah, it exploded. Yeah,
no one cares about the, giant
the crew
tanker that exploded, yeah.
Over some, it wasn't over the ocean like this. It was over some other country.
Yeah, like Germany or something. This is so extreme!
This was a bad idea!
Thanks, Captain Awesome Voice. Like, they're just, allowing the press just to listen to, classified radio characters, which is out.
I do like how, again, no videos, no nothing, just listening to this audio, all in that same room.
It'd be like a roller coaster. I hate roller coasters!
Yeah, whatever, go! This is the best vacation ever!
Someone give me a Mountain Dew!
It would be more funny if she was like, EXTREME! I want a divorce! He called me pal.
Sir, he just died. Oh, God! He's dead! That was a waste of a trip.
You know, they could just all hang by that rope. They didn't have to do this weird zipline thing.
They could have, linked arms.
Yeah, they could have done...
No!
Well, now they only need one person to go and stay behind. Thank you, Gibbs.
I feel like he missed an opportunity to do, like, a witty, like, evil line.
Gibbs is not really a thinker like
yeah.
that. Just like this plan.
Even though I probably will be fired from the Secret Service for killing the president.
Yeah, it won't hire me like this.
Judo chop!
Bronson.
You're fired.
Like, was the hard... Like, I get, like, the zipline harness, but they can all link up on the same group and just, like, be on that rope.
Uh-huh.
Man, Gibbs as a Secret Service agent sucks. He got knocked out one punch
yep.
from the president. It's okay, Gibbs. Okay, maybe not anymore.
But he's still good. He's still good. He's still, he can still be okay.
It's so good. It's
oh,
so
no,
good.
No,
it's so good.
No, no, he's dead.
He could have hid inside the refrigerator of this plane.
Yep. And then, like, the after credits scene for Air Force One, it's just, like, his hands coming out of the water. Grabbing onto, like, a piece of debris.
I tucked and rolled. Plenty of room for other people to be on that rope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why didn't they just, like, do them all in one time? It's like, zip, 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 zip.
Nothing is happening. Where's the rest of the group?
Yeah! Wait, does that mean you got the president?
Welcome to technically the new Air Force One.
Woo! We wasted our money on candles! Let's burn things!
Check out the guy with double candles.
Yeah. Like, he was just like, yeah, I got two candles!
I'm double the missing love. Double the hope.
Ladies!
That was the lamest thumbs up ever.
He's an old white general, what do you expect? I feel like Jamal should have just run in and be like fist bumping everybody.
And then they crashed.
On the way home, that plane was hijacked.
Oh man, it's a double hijacking.
Yeah.
I do like how they don't want to explain anything at the end. The movie just ends. No one explains how Gibbs was paid to do this. No one explains where Gary Oldman's body lands.
Nope.
No one explains, like, Raddick's other mysterious group of, like, followers.
Yeah. Why is Raddick so evil?
Yeah, like, what did he exactly do besides a bunch of stories we just...
They tell us he's gonna be, like, if he gets free, he's gonna, like, just cause massive genocide, but they don't really... Like, always he's, like, super, like, just rich in, like, a crazy mansion.
Yeah, it wasn't like he was eating a puppy when we first met him.
Yeah.
He was, like, trying to go to sleep,
yeah.
And then we just, like, fucked with him.
America!
America came in. It was a Call of Duty map
yeah.
that came in.
Yeah, but Gibbs' plan is definitely, like, the most, like, hugest plot hole of Air Force One.
Yep, just, like...
Because, like,
it's more...
I assume that, like, he was gonna get paid eventually when they got, like, to Kazakhstan, possibly. But then it's, like,
maybe.
Why is he still evil after, they like, the president kills all the terrorists? Like, no one's gonna pay him at that point. Just, like... The Secret Service will still hire me, keep me hired, even though I got the president die, right?
if your resume says, yeah, I totally was there when the Air Force thing was hijacked, and I was one of the last three guys that got out of that
and then
plane.
The president, like, tripped and fell back, and then I jumped, I was...
And then he shot himself with my bullets?
He fell on a bullet. He, like, slipped and fell on a bullet?
Look, real pilots were in this movie.
Well, for all that flying action, there had to be.
Oh, man, set designers of planes. I mean, yes, they were different settings, and most of it took place on a plane. But they tried.
Well, did you see, like, behind the scenes where they like, actually, like, built, like, basically, like, a full-scale replica of Air Force One interior?
Nah, I didn't see that.
Like, I think they got to go and, like, actually see Air Force, like, the actual Air Force One, like, Bill Clinton's Air Force One.
Yeah, this is during Bill Clinton's presidency they were making this movie.
Yeah, so I think they had this, like, they're like, well, you guys can't, obviously you can't film on the plane, but we'll let you see it, and then if you guys can remember what it looked like, you can, like,
recreate it. Yeah. I think this movie would have been a little bit better if Bill Clinton was starring it.
Yeah, sort of totally cameo, different yeah. movie.
Totally different movie.
I also like that, like, Bill Clinton was always, like, denying that there's, like, an escape pod on Air Force One. He's like, no, they just made that up for the movie. There's no
but
escape
he totally
pod.
Totally has.
Yeah, but there definitely is one.
Like, he's like, oh, I go down with a shit. Like, no, you don't. Boss Film Studio.
Whoever they
it's
are.
It's the boss.
It's not ILM. Inferno assistant.
Inferno operators.
I want to operate an inferno.
Doesn't that just mean you're a charge of fire? I don't mean charge of fire.
No, like just pyrotechnicians. So I don't know what the maybe Inferno is like a computer thing because they're talking about like visual effects.
Man, gotta love that Air Force One soundtrack of random, like, thriller music.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, joyful, like, celebration music.
America.
All the same thing.
Yeah, Internationale, which, a.k.a. the Soviet National Anthem. That's the only music in this movie.
Apparently. I'd like to congratulate all these generals who, like, are in charge of the music. Oh, that's not special thanks to America. That should be the first special thing.
It should be, yeah.
You mean that CNN news wasn't real CNN news?
It should be like last thing in the line should be like, God bless America.
Gibbs' hand pops up. Revenge!
Oh, man. So it's Air Force One, Chris.
It's really hard to remake this kind of movie. It's just, like, a ballsy movie to make.
Yeah, there's not too many, like, ass-kicking presidents nowadays.
Hmm. They don't fly to the foreign places too much like this. To, like, really terrible security jobs.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, well, there's more than this, like, a freaking, like, put your fingerprint on the screen, then you can, like, walk in with all this equipment. It's like, well, you guys have IDs, so you can go on Air Force One.
You're white. We trust you.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, any final thoughts about Air Force One, Chris?
You know, it's definitely a dated movie. It's definitely an awesome movie, and yeah. Thank God they made it. But, man, just some of the gaping plot holes are a little bit annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Gibbs, even though, like, for no reason, just becomes, like, the super evil villain at the end, where
yeah.
I think he's more evil than Gary Oldman, almost.
Mm-hmm.
So Gary Oldman pretty much has declared what he wanted, what is going on.
Yeah.
Gibbs kind of shows up, I don't really have a plan! He just does things.
I don't want to die, but I probably won't be hired anymore. Yeah, it's definitely, like, outside of Star Wars and Indiana Jones, definitely one of, like, the best Harrison Ford movies, though.
And outside of the sci-fi, like, adventure spectrum, or is that Indiana Jones or Han Solo, yes.
Yeah.
So bad. Like, it's not Firewall.
Like behind, like, The Fugitive. somewhere, like, behind The Fugitive a little bit. Because The Fugitive is just fantastic. But yeah, definitely better than, like, Firewall or... I don't know, it was 6 days, 7 nights, or whatever that one was.
Oh, or What Lies Beneath.
Yep, mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'll take Harrison Ford as my president any day.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely, like, one of the, like, most greatest fictional presidents. Along with, like, Bill Pullman.
Man, if they were ever in a movie together, just, like, fire jets and aliens and beating up, like, foreigners.
Yep. Alrighty, so I think that's going to do it for our special President's Day commentary for Air Force One. So if you want more from us, you can go to www.everythingaction.com for more commentaries, features, trailers, reviews, videos, all sorts of stuff. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/everything.action. We're on Twitter, twitter.com/evaction. We're on Tumblr now as well. You can go to everythingaction.tumblr.com. Follow us on there. You can go on iTunes, search for Everything Action. In iTunes, you can subscribe to podcasts. If you subscribe, you get our commentaries, our weekly podcasts, and also our special review cast episodes where we do like a review of one specific movie. And also on there, you can get our app for free for your iPhone or iPod Touch. We're also on Stitcher, stitcher.com. Search for Everything Action on there. You can stream us on there, download us on there. They have an app for pretty much everything, so you can download the app and listen to us on your phone or your MP3 player or what have you. Contact everythingaction.com is the email. And I think that's it. So for Chris and Joe, I'm Zach, and we will see you next commentary.